You're listening to a podcast from Ox in a Box.
So good morning, I'm Frank Bothwell, founder of Thomas Franks. We operate independent schools and head offices and membership clubs, not just in the UK, but also in Ireland, Malta and now Portugal.
So Frank, what do you do on a weekly basis for work? Kind of run us through what you do on a week. I know every week and every day is very different for you.
Well, it's just the best job in the world, really. So, I mean, we've been running Thomas Franks for the last 15, 16 years. It feels like 5 minutes. It's constantly changing. It's a bit of a unique, nimble, mischievous company that deals in catering mainly for those sectors we've mentioned. So my day-to-day job is to lead a team of highly skilled professionals to deliver services to clients. And it's just phenomenal to work with such talented people, all the way through from marketing, right up to operations, chef directors, finance directors, lawyers, HR professionals. It's a gifted position. Love it.
And as many people already know from Ox in the Box previously, as the Prime Minister announced lockdown, you and your team overnight set up Thomas Franks Feeding Community. And that's been going extremely well. You've helped loads of charities, vulnerable people of all ages. Can you tell us now how many meals you have provided?
So it's going to be around about 200,000 by the end of August, probably more, we don't know. It's ongoing. We're certainly over 180,000 of those meals, those fresh, nutritious meals, in every country we operate in. And it's been wonderful to work with around about 55 charities now to deliver food aid to the homeless, to families suffering food poverty because of COVID, and also to frontline workers.
So as lockdown starts to ease, what are you now doing with Feeding Communities? Has it all stopped or what's going on?
No, it's not stopped. It'll never stop. It's a legacy now in Thomas Franks. The Thomas Franks Foundation, our own charity, has been repurposed to continue with Feeding Communities. So we're raising funds to make sure we still feed the vulnerable and those in need in each community of our clients. However, the second part of Feeding Communities, or FC2 as we call it, is going to be a little bit different. And we start that in September in 8 of our locations on a trial that we're calling Beyond Education, Being Human.
So tell me about this new initiative then. Where did the idea come from?
So it comes from wanting to continue to feed people that are suffering food poverty. So we've spoken to a few governments in the countries we operate in. We're looking to do that more with the UK starting from this week. But we believe that obesity in children is at a critical point in Europe and in particularly in the UK. So we want to start to educate children how to cook. So in 8 of our locations, we're trialling 13 menus, 13 life skills of cooking food items with children by our professional chefs. And at the end of each of those sessions, they'll produce 50 to 100 meals. So imagine this, you've got 12 children being taught one recipe in 1 hour, and at the end of that hour they will have produced, under our guidance, 50 to 100 meals. At the end of that hour, the food is boxed, labelled and sent to a charity local to that client under the name of Feeding Communities. It delivers life skill training, it educates on obesity via good nutrition, and it eradicates food poverty in the community of our clients. It's beautiful.
So this is happening in all of your locations then?
So the trial goes live in September in 8 locations, such as St Julian's School in Portugal, such as the amazing Shiplake College, Mount Kelly, Home Grange, Northwood College, St Leonard's, Loreto. When the trial has been completed for the first 12 weeks, we look forward to introducing this to all of our client kitchens. And if you can imagine 165 to 200 client kitchens pushing out 50 to 100 meals a day to eradicate food poverty and also educating children how to cook properly, it's a powerful thing to do.
So tell us a bit more about the trial sites that you're doing.
So the trial sites I've mentioned also includes the amazing Cranford House School. So Dr. Raymond and Anmir and Erica the Bursa are one of the first clients that came to us to want to embrace Feeding Communities. And the trial site, for example, will take 12 pupils from Cranford House School and will teach them at an early age and also in the sixth form how to cook 12 recipes on a rotation. And at the end of that cooking lesson, the food that's produced will go to charities that are dear to the heart of Cranford House School to eradicate food poverty.
And has the Thomas Franks Foundation now gone international?
Well, we've applied for it, so we are led to believe that we'll get that pushed through. And that's great because it means we can raise funds for not just the UK, but also in Ireland and Malta and Portugal and wherever else we'll open next. Who knows?
And as many people know, a lot will have to change within all catering industries. And going forward, how are Thomas Franks going to adapt to this?
So we took the decision to repurpose our business, and we've almost gone not-for-profit over the next couple of years to make sure that we don't lose staff, and also we can look after the employees that have been with us for a very long time. The key thing for us is to make sure we look after our current clients and add value, not just provide our great service, but add value in the community. And that's what feeding communities will do, we think. Our aim is to grow and diversify, to strengthen our business model, to allow us to go from a couple of 100,000 meals to over 1 million meals. That's our ambition.
So what would you say the new normal is for Thomas Franks?
Do you know, I can't stand that word, new normal. I just call it normal. And I think that we need to all come back safely to work, listen to the advice that's given, pray and hope that a vaccine will come quickly to allow the world to breathe again. We have to remember those that have suffered hugely during COVID, not just by losing friends and family, but by also suffering through lockdown, through mental health. We can't have that again. The business community has suffered immeasurably. And I think that we need to pray and hope that this vaccine will come. And while it's coming, we'll trade in Thomas Franks. We'll keep trading. We'll keep pushing the boundaries, but we'll do it safely.
You've been listening to a podcast from Ox in a Box. Find out more online at oxinabox.co.uk.